Inhale, exhale, just breathe.
Woosa.
It is Tuesday morning.
It is Tuesday morning.
And it's time to wake up. Go ahead, make fun.
I'm sorry.
All you want. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes.
In the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
6:22, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Dude, it's a good day.
It is.
It's one of my favorite days of the week because it's New Music Tuesday, and one of my favorite bands in all the universe has released a new record.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to talk about that today.
Talk about it.
I was with my dear friend Jeff Gilbert of the Whosoevers last night.
The who?
Just Whosoevers. And, yeah, we were talking about the new record last night and just about the Whosoevers in general and what those guys are doing right now. Some pretty amazing things.
Some very different things.
Yes.
Which is great.
We had Sonny on during the Static 500 and, probably my favorite interview we had during the Static 500.
Yeah, he's Sonny.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a big day. We've got Pastor Scott Tom coming in the 9 o'clock hour and talked to Billiam last night. We got a lot of new music to share today and a lot to discuss musically on this here show. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good.
How was your Monday?
My Monday?
Yeah.
That was yesterday and I slept a lot of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was kind of lame. But then I got up and I got inspired and I made dinner and everything was good.
Nice, see?
That's about all that happened.
You gotta take a nap. When you get up this early, you just gotta take a nap when you get home.
Yeah.
So that you can face the rest of the day?
Yeah, it ended up being the rest of the night.
Yeah.
So here I am again.
Yay!
But it was good.
Yesterday was also one of my favorite days on record because every year during the Major League Baseball All-Star break. Yeah, that's right.
All-Star break.
Tonight's the Major League All-Star game.
Okay, and who's playing?
The American League versus the National League, and, you know, the winning side, basically, if, you know, Angels American League. I'm trying to dumb this down for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. There's something called the World Series.
Right, I know what that is.
Okay. At the end of the year.
And then, I get it. I get what has to happen.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What do you mean you get what has to happen?
Well, the American League has to play against the National League.
Uh-huh.
And then they have to kind of like fight over, like win. Whoever wins goes to World?
No.
Dang it. I thought I had it.
No.
Go ahead.
Have it. Okay, this is the All-Star break. It's the halfway through point of Major League Baseball. And it's American League versus National League. And if the American League team wins, then at the end of the year for the World Series, whatever team goes to the World Series from the American League gets home field advantage for the playoffs. I mean, for the World Series.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Do you know what home field advantage means?
It's like flipping the coin. Yes, that means...
Yes.
Okay.
It's a really, really elaborate flipping of the coin. Yes,
got
for
it.
Home field advantage.
Okay.
So, last night was the home run derby.
Oh, okay. Home run derby.
Yes.
Cool.
So, basically, they got four players from the National League, four players from the American League, and they just try and crush the ball. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
It's a home run derby.
Got it.
So whoever hits the most home runs...
wins.
Yes.
Wins.
Yeah, and there's nothing... You just get a cool trophy and...
That's fun.
Money.
I like that. I think I'd be able to watch that.
Exactly. It's a blast. Huh?
Yeah, get it blasting.
And Mark Trumbo, number 44 for the Halos. He was in it.
Cool.
Static.
Shalom. What's up, man? If you ever want to confuse Mitch, you just talk about baseball.
That's right. Or any sport,
or
really.
Or any sport, actually.
Yeah.
But did you say the winner of the American or National League will go to the World Series?
Well, yeah, because that's what I'm sure everyone assumes who doesn't know anything about baseball.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm still asleep, and that's funny.
Yeah. So the Americans play the Nationals, and then the winner of that plays the World. The rest of the world.
The rest of the world.
So, Steve, who do you usually go for during this All-Star game?
I always have to go with the American League because I'm an Angels fan. And
yeah, I'm National, man. Padres.
Oh.
So.
Dude.
I feel problems are rising.
No, Padres are cool. I was just talking about being with my friend Jeff Gilbert last night, who's one of his best friends in the universe. He's moving out to California. That's why he was in town. He was driving back the opposite way.
Right.
And he's actually renting out a house from a friend of his when they're moving to California, Heath Bell, who is now the closer for the Marlins, but played for El Padres.
You know, the reason when I was younger, the greatest thing about the Padres, remember they had like Roberto Alomar, Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, dude, Gwynn.
They had like an all-star lineup, and they never won anything, dude.
Yeah.
And then they traded them, and then that's how San Diego teams go. They get the good guys, and they trade them off.
They're looking pretty good this year.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, man. I just came to the spot. I got to get my breakfast on.
All right, man.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Later.
Woo!
This.
I love sports.
I love this song.
I love this song because it talks about sports.
All it says.
And I love sports.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
You know.
I pretty much enjoy it. It makes me like sports a whole lot more.
Why? Just because somebody sings about it?
Yeah.
So if somebody sings about something, it makes you like that
more? It's more the dun 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 that part.
So it could be, he could say anything after that.
He could say anything, but I think.
Yoga.
Yoga. I'd
and then you'd be
really
like, yoga!
Really
I'm
into
go
yoga.
Stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what I would do. Go stretch. Just like with the sports, I go play sports every
there
night.
It is. Exactly. Oh, man. We got the latest from Carol Hood for you right now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Well, the normal's happening. There is construction on I-40 between Unser and Coors, as always, as well. It looks like it's still out there on Rio Puerco if you're going on a road trip far east. Is that east?
It's not that.
More south, east, west.
It's west.
West.
I mean, it's not that far, is
it? It's got to be far. Like, okay, this is Unser and Coors, right?
Okay.
You go. That's like three
that's
times
like,
as far.
That's like a middle finger's length, right?
No. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You like that math?
Yeah. Middle finger's length.
How many miles would you say your middle finger is?
Well, this is probably, what, 10 miles?
10 miles?
15 miles?
From Unser to...
From the cross. Oh, no.
From the big eye, you mean?
Yeah. I just always call it the cross.
Amazing.
That's your look at traffic for
traffic
right now.
Sponsored by Solomon's Porch 4001, Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus.
And I think I'm going to get me a burrito today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
338-3669 is the phone number, which means I'm going to get half a burrito today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can never eat the whole thing.
Nope.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That means I'm getting breakfast as well. Hey, real quick, congratulations.
To who?
Prince Fielder.
Who?
Prince Fielder.
Prince?
Prince.
Okay.
Not Prince. Prince Fielder. Prince Fielder.
Fielder.
Yes.
Is that last name coincidental, or did he change his last name?
No. His name is Prince Fielder. He's Cecil Fielder's kid.
Who's Cecil?
He's an old Major League Baseball player who's retired.
Okay, so Fielder.
Prince Fielder.
This is like Lance's last name being Bass.
Why?
Like, because he was a... Bass, base. He was a base. Fielder.
He's a first baseman.
See?
Prince Fielder, first baseman for the Detroit Tigers, won the home run derby last night.
Woo!
Crushing them. He's also my first baseman in fantasy baseball, and I thank him dearly for everything he's done in the first half of the season.
Woo! Sports! Sports!
Would that be like, you just won some cash? What did that mean? What does that mean? Are you playing for...
Fantasy baseball?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have time to explain all that.
Okay, never mind. It's cool.
It's really easy.
Don't even worry about
it. You just pick players from different teams to be your team, and then you play against other people, and wow, never mind.
Okay.
Not even gonna go there.
I totally checked out.
First baseman, Detroit Tigers. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Good job,
I'm
Prince.
Excited for him.
He's, doves cry.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
Why is this happening?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
I just felt like dancing.
Well, that's kind of funny because I have a great story to go along with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay, so how would you feel about...
Hold on. Michael Jackson singing. Something evil lurking from the dark. Okay, go. Go
okay,
ahead.
So how would you feel about a zombie theme park?
Yes! Seriously?
Yeah. Zombie theme park. Okay. Down. Okay. This is as scary as that sounds. Uh-huh. Here's. I'm going to make it a little bit more scarier. Scarier.
Okay.
It's going to be in Detroit.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is pretty scary.
Yeah. Did you ever see 8 Mile?
Yeah.
That's going to be scary.
Dude. So, zombie theme park.
Zombie theme park. It's supposed to be an overnight experience, so it's not like your fun and games theme park that you go to at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And you're like, let's go ride the teacups.
No.
No.
Teacups are probably broken.
Okay.
So, the experience is designed to last overnight.
All right.
And you go into a different world. It's called Z World Detroit, Zombie World Detroit.
Okay.
And you pretty much forget about anything that's ever going on in the real world. So, In this zombie experience,
yeah.
You will be chased, you will hide, you will hunt, and you'll have an experience you will never forget.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so pretty much...
really terrifying.
Awesome, yeah, seriously. So pretty much everyone that is human is your friend, so you'll make new friends. It's pretty much like a strange camping trip because you're not sleeping and it's all real, but not... Okay, so the thing is...
I feel like I'd have to sleep the whole day before to prepare
yeah,
for that.
You would have to.
Like 9 o'clock at night, I'm out.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I can't stay up late.
Neither can I. I'm so bad at
this
it.
Sounds exhausting.
So pretty much what you do is you get there at night. You and your teammates are weaponless since you ran out of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you must rely on your skills, your teamwork, and everything that comes along with that to avoid the zombies.
Okay.
And you make makeshift fortifications.
Okay.
Find food and water and withstand the final assault, which are the zombies.
So it's the Hunger Games.
It's pretty much the Hunger Games, but here's the thing.
But you don't kill your friends.
You don't kill your friends.
Okay, good.
That's good. The thing is, everybody has a patch, and they're tearaway patches.
Okay.
So the zombies, you become a zombie if the zombies tear away your patch. Likewise, you can tear away their patches and kill them off. But if you get your patch torn, then you're one of the zombies. And you have to turn on everyone else and try and wipe out mankind.
Oh, that sounds awesome!
Yeah.
Man!
That is so cool. How cool would that be? I feel like I would really enjoy this.
It doesn't feel like a theme park as much as it just feels like a crazy cool experience. But it's a theme park.
They should definitely have rides.
Yeah.
Definitely. Those are your safe zones.
Really?
I don't know. They should.
Oh, they should.
They're pretty much like planning all of this and it's in the works. I'm sure they're doing like a fundraiser for it because they have to get all the funds for it. But how cool would that be? I would go to this.
That sounds really cool.
I get it.
Sounds really...
I get it, but that wasn't zombies.
No, but you said cool and it kind of rhymed. It was cool.
So lame.
Sorry.
Way to ruin my story.
It was really early. I don't know.
So if you had a theme park option, what would you want your theme park to be? Or what kind of theme park would you want to go to?
Oh, man. I feel like they need a Star Wars theme park.
Okay.
Well, we were talking earlier.
A long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah. No, wasn't that dude going to make a theme park?
That dude.
What's his
refresh
name?
Refresh my memory, chick.
What's his name?
I have no idea what you're talking about. George Lucas?
Yeah.
Okay. A long time ago, wasn't that dude?
Because he wanted to make a theme park, but then he just decided to turn it into low-income housing.
Ah.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes.
How awesome is that?
Which is way better.
Yeah, it's way better, but he was going to turn
into a story, but not way better of a theme park.
I know, but he was going to turn that, but everyone around him in their huge mansion said, no, that cannot happen, and they petitioned, and now it's low-income housing.
So George Lucas turned, like, the gorgeous ranch area that was going to be a theme park into low-income housing, and Detroit is turning low-income housing into a theme park. Hello!
That's right.
No?
I thought
maybe
it was pretty great, actually. That was good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Detroit. No, okay. So if you could have any... See, I almost feel like the zombie experience would be the coolest thing in the universe.
Right, except it definitely gives more people reasons to do bath salts.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Coolest amusement park.
Ever.
Yeah. Okay. If you could... have any theme park in the universe, what type of theme park would you have, basically?
Yes.
What theme would it be?
What theme would it be?
I like the zombies, for sure. That's cool. I'm really sad it's in Detroit.
I know.
Because that's really far away.
That's really far. I feel like we could do a good job here.
Yeah.
We
just make up our own.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a theme park. We just kind of, yeah, designated areas.
Yeah. No, that yeah. It's like a scarier version of Capture the Flag.
Well, they're actually doing this Comic-Con, which is coming up.
Right.
The Walking Dead has taken over Petco Field, which is... Or Petco Park.
Petco is its pets?
Right. Well, Petco is...
Okay.
You know, yeah, nowadays, unfortunately, it's not like cool names anymore. It's like we were just in Denver and it used to be Mile High Stadium and now it's Sports Authority Field.
That's lame.
Well, yeah, that's because big corporations
Sports
with
Authority
a gajillion dollars
buy I like
them.
Mile High. So what did Petco used to be called?
I don't remember. I'm not a Padres fan. But yeah, it's Petco Park now. And The Walking Dead... is taking over all of Petco, and they're kind of doing the same thing.
That
except
would be
with
awesome.
Awesome-looking zombies because all their makeup artists
yeah.
and everything. So, yeah.
I want to be there for that.
Yeah, that's going down during Comic-Con, actually.
That would
be so
cool.
But this is awesome!
Yeah.
Detroit opening a zombie theme park. If you could go to any themed park, what would it be? Static.
It was Jack Murphy Stadium.
Jack Murphy Stadium.
I was looking at the call lines waiting for you to call.
Good thing I'm getting my grub on or I'd be at a pool right now.
Dude,
good thing.
There it is.
Glad
there it is.
Jack Murphy, later.
Jack Murphy. All right. See, Jack Murphy Stadium. We learned things.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got to take a quick break, but coming right back, we'll talk more about the zombie theme park and, of course, your ideas and thoughts for what would make the coolest theme park in the universe. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Hello.
Did you want to go somewhere? What are you doing?
Yeah, I was looking for my paper.
Okay, you go. You go ahead and go.
Found it. It's
All
good.
Right.
It's cool.
Sweet. You ready to talk now?
Yeah.
Talking about a theme park in Detroit.
But not just any theme park.
That's right. It is a zombie park.
And I'm excited about it.
I am too. It doesn't really sound like a theme park so far.
It doesn't. There aren't any rides that I know of.
Right. So really, it's not a theme park.
It's an awesome game park.
Yeah. In Detroit, they're putting together this park.
Right.
Do they have a name for it?
Z-World Detroit.
Z-World Detroit.
Zombie World Detroit.
Yeah, and basically it starts in the evening,
yeah.
and you camp out.
No, yeah, you camp out. It's all night that you have to be there, pretty much.
You and your friends, quote-unquote, have run out of bullets.
Yes, we're out of ammo.
And you have to survive the evening.
Yes, we have to rely on our own skills.
Yeah.
And to get food and water and to survive.
Yeah. And the zombies have patches and you have patches.
Yes, they're all tearaway patches and we'll be chased and we have to hide and we have to survive.
That would be incredible.
How fun would that be?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'd be by myself.
Well, yeah. Oh, like hiding out in a corner somewhere?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Nuh-uh.
That's dumb.
I'd survive the night.
No, you would not.
Yeah, huh?
No, you would not.
You wait until the end of Walking Dead when people are like, oh, I've just been by myself the whole time. I didn't even get attacked.
Yeah, but that's not really what would happen because if the zombie apocalypse happened and you hid in a closet somewhere, chances are eventually you're going to be surrounded by a bunch of zombies and there's no way out.
Yeah, I can crawl right through them. If they don't get my patch, then that's it.
Oh, man. You are so dumb when it comes to zombies.
I'm not dumb.
It's not how it works. It's not how it works at all.
So you have to rely on your skills and teamwork to avoid the zombies.
Uh-huh.
So I would definitely... I'm just...
See, you need teamwork.
Well, I would if I had to.
Plus, if you're with the crowd, you don't have to be fast. You just have to be faster than a couple other people... in your crew.
Well, it's okay. Here's the thing about this theme park.
Yeah.
They don't stick around and eat you.
Well,
like,
no.
They tear away your patch and you become a zombie.
Which is awesome.
So at that point, when you become the zombie, it's your turn to also help take out mankind.
Right.
So what, like, it's not like they're going to just stop because they caught someone. They're going to keep running.
Right.
While they're acting like zombies. I think that has to be the most exhausting job.
What, being a zombie?
Being the zombie. Because you have to act like a zombie all night.
Yeah.
And then, and I don't know, like, you're actually human. You're just acting like a zombie.
Why would that be exhausting again?
Because that takes a lot of, like, muscle, I think.
It depends on what it kind does. Of zombie.
Okay.
If it's the slow-moving, like,
there's different
dragging type
of,
your foot zombie, or is it like...
What makes you different? Like, why would you be slow-moving instead of one of the runners?
I don't know. Well, because, like, different shows, right? There's different zombies. Walking Dead. And then you look at... They're not necessarily fast or slow in The Walking Dead. I feel like they're kind of normal pace. And then you've got, like, the 28 Days Later zombies, and they are zombies filled with rage.
Okay, so why are they filled with rage?
Well, that's what it was. It was like this, you know, not medicine. What am I looking for? It was a virus.
Okay.
It was like a rage that just triggered something in your brain.
I Am Legend thing where they were like vampire zombies and I didn't understand.
Yes, I don't know. So it depends on what they're doing. But needless to say, Detroit is putting together a zombie theme park. And so the question was asked, what kind of theme park would you want to go to? If you could have any theme park in the universe, I still say Star Wars.
I don't know what I'd want. I still haven't quite decided. This is a really cool one. It's really scary as well. But
yeah,
I feel I'd be terrified. I'd be terrified in there. I'd have so much fun, but I would be scared.
But I wonder how long this is going to last, because this kind of theme park sounds like something that happens once. And then you're like, no, I'm good.
That was fun.
That was cool. I'm exhausted. I'm going home.
Yeah.
So
some people could make it into a sport, though.
Yeah.
And then they could bet.
Ooh.
That you could get out alive.
Yeah, that's really almost illegal sounding.
Yeah.
Betting on someone's
life. Well, it's kind of like that dude we were talking about yesterday who was a pro golfer at the bar.
Yeah.
And he made like $80,000 a year.
Yeah.
Which is way more than I make.
Yeah.
He golfs.
Just a touch. So, dude, it would be awesome. See, Jed says it's like playing tag, but with zombies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So great.
What kind of theme park would you like to go to or have if you could have any type of theme park? So these people are making zombie theme park.
Which is pretty much the most epic thing in the universe.
Yeah.
But the question is, would they drag you down? Huh? Because the song's called
You Did Drag You on Purpose. I get it.
I so did.
Oh, no.
Coming up, we're going to have Richard in the studio talking about Lone Tree, how you can get involved, how you can help. Maybe bring the zombie theme park to Lone Tree?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Right?
They could totally pull that off there.
I don't know.
Little kids running at you? Okay.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch, now with 50% more estrogen.
Yoo-hoo, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey, buzzy, blinky.
Mornings on Static Radio.
Good morning. As the screechy girl said,
that's not me.
Wake up. 7:15 now on your Tuesday, and being that it is 7:15, time for traffic.
I always forget about traffic. There's construction on I-40 between Unser and Coors, as well as all the way out on I-40 in Rio Puerco. There's probably still construction on San Antonio and Wyoming. So careful there. Road construction, right lane closed. Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana as well. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 338-3669. And they're open.
Woo! Sounds amazing.
We're going to call them here in just a few.
Just a little.
But joining us in studio right now, Adelaine, Do or Die. That's what that one's called.
Oh, good.
And or Paramore. Because that's who they want to be.
Sound like. Wow.
I'm totally joking.
Tell us what you really think.
Well, I think
the
board needs to work.
There you go.
It is Tuesday morning, 7:26 now. Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you. And we're talking about this zombie theme park opening in Detroit.
Which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, basically, it's, as Jed put it, it's like playing tag with zombies. Because you have a patch, and if it gets ripped off, then you become one of the undead.
And your whole goal after that is to wipe out mankind.
Eradicate your friends.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's called what? Z?
Z World Detroit.
Z World Detroit.
Zombie World Detroit.
I like that, dude. So basically, the idea is an overnight game of tag where you have to survive. Obviously, there's no guns.
Everybody's just dressed really scary. Yeah, you're out of ammo, so there can't be any guns.
So you got to survive the night.
That's so cool.
So basically, it's paying to camp out like really expensively, right?
Yeah, and paying to get to exercise.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be doing a lot of running, a lot of hiding. It'd be really cool. So we asked zombie theme park, like it's going to be the zombie theme park. So what would you want to go to if you had your own theme park or if you were able to go to any type of theme park you wanted to? And let's see. Well, Aaron says Zombieland, so you can go to Detroit, Aaron. It's going to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
JD says, I would obviously go with a Star Wars theme park. It would include a Death Star drop where a laser would shoot into it and it would free fall. Also, it would have pod races. Let the Wookiee guess your weight. He's always right. And everyone's favorite eatery, Admiral Snack Bars.
Yeah!
We didn't pre-read this, so this is all real.
Admiral Snack Bars? Are you kidding me? That is brilliant. Okay, Mitch, just so you know, so you can laugh like I'm laughing.
I don't know what Admiral Snack Bars are.
Admiral Akbar.
That's great.
Is the name of the red... Okay, when was the last time you saw Return of the Jedi?
Which one is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6?
That one's 6.
Okay, so that's the third one, really.
Yes.
Okay. About a year ago.
Do you remember the guy that's got big yellow fish eyes and is red? It's a trap! Rennie Bear, he's the guy on the ship.
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
See, I don't know. I'll have to look him up. I'll Google him.
That's Admiral Akbar.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I just did a pretty darn good Admiral Akbar impression. Admiral Snack Bar could be my favorite thing I've heard all day.
Admiral Akbar.
And I've heard the new POD today, and that's still maybe the favorite thing I've heard all day. However, man.
Oh, that dude.
That dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's funny looking.
I was going to say, he's a Mon Calamari, but you'd have no idea what I'm talking
calamari?
About.
Calamari?
Yeah, so basically it was like the fish looking dude that's like orangey red with big yellow eyes.
And you could have talked about his head.
I did. I did that with the eyes. They're like that.
Oh, okay. They're right here. But his
it's
head
a trap!
I totally know who you're talking about now.
And he's got like fish hands.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I know you're doing a great impression.
Thank you.
That's the best impression I've ever seen.
Thank you.
It's also the only impression I've ever seen.
You're not a cool friend.
I'm sorry.
I don't like you. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, man, I got a zombie joke I'd like to share with you guys.
I would love to hear it.
All right, man. Hey, so why do zombies crave brains?
Why?
Why?
Because they hunger for knowledge.
Oh, man.
That's a knee slapper.
All right, cheers, guys. I got to be out.
All right, man.
All right, later.
Later. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
That was amazing.
That was incredible. Just like the zombie theme park idea.
So what kind of theme park would you want to go to?
I like JD's answer, and almost no other answers matter because he didn't just have the theme park.
He had it planned out.
He had it planned out. He's got rides. He's got... I immediately thought of Star Wars as well because pod races would be incredible.
Cool.
You could always do some fun stuff. Pod race... Okay.
No, I'm just going to move on.
It's from episode one.
Oh, okay. Episode one meaning the newer one.
The first one. Yes, the newer. So the
with
fourth
like
one.
Natalie
first
Portman.
One. Yes.
Okay.
And little Anakin is a little dude.
Yeah.
And they...
Right. So it looks cool.
And... Good morning!
Hello!
Stop! I'm so excited to be here.
Are you?
It's New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Coming up in 11 minutes. It's 7:49 right now.
Yeah. First of all, welcome to Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And it's morning time.
Yeah. And it's 7:49, which means we got to do traffic. And I'm excited for you to do that because I don't think you know what any of that means.
Nope. I'm going to assume this is all construction. Northbound 2nd between Manal and Candelaria continued at Eubank. Also on Lomas
or
between...
Or Constitution and Eubank. That's two totally different things.
It says continued. or Constitution?
Constitution.
C-O-N-S.
C-O-N-T. Dot.
Institution. Constitution.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. I didn't write that.
Also on Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana. And
at Alameda and 4th, lights aren't working correctly.
So be careful. Probably just do whatever you want there as long as you don't get killed.
Eastbound's way worse.
Eastbound is slow.
Yeah.
San Antonio and Wyoming, there is construction as well. So that's your look at traffic.
Hey, good job, you.
Is that all right?
I underestimated the power of your...
Traffic-ness.
Knowledge-ness. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Yeah.
Give them a call. What is it? 338-3669?
There it is.
Got it.
And that's your traffic report for the morning. Now, we were talking a little bit about what sounds like it could be the coolest theme park in the universe.
Ever.
It's the Michael Jackson theme park.
No,
it's not, actually. It's a zombie theme park.
This is a zombie theme,
it's just a zombie
that's,
theme
wait,
park.
That's messed up.
That's way better than a Michael Jackson theme park, in my opinion.
Yeah.
However, a Michael Jackson theme park, if they had all the rides based off different songs.
Of in his videos?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That'd be really cool.
That'd be so cool. What would be the coolest ride? Besides...
Based off music videos?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because there'd be the hopscotch ride.
Yeah.
Where basically it's the Billie Jean, mm-hmm. and all you do is play hopscotch
and the tiles
light up.
And you have to get through it successfully. Otherwise, start
really,
over and go
really
again.
Really boring. Let's see. There's
the Egyptian one.
Oh, yeah. Remember the time?
Yeah.
Obviously, the coolest one would be Thriller. Because it sounds like they're already making that in Detroit.
Yes.
So, what's going on in Detroit?
So, they are building a zombie theme park called Z-World Detroit. And basically, you get to be a part of it. It's an overnight experience. And you pretty much run around with your friends. You make new friends. And you try to avoid the zombies. You try to avoid getting killed or getting your patch ripped off. Because there's tearaway patches. And you have to... fend for yourself, and you don't have any ammo. There's no guns. You ran out of ammo.
Right.
And so, how awesome would that be?
Survival style.
Yeah, pretty much I would die immediately because I'd just go hide in a corner.
I feel like this is going to catch on as a trend and become a reality TV show.
Yeah, dude, what was that?
I'm just saying.
What was that? What is that game called? It's already happening where you run from place to place. You have a starting point and an ending point. What is that game called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like pretty popular.
The Amazing
popular.
Race?
No, never mind. So it's like not on TV.
Cannonball Run.
No. It's like letters.
Letters?
Yeah, that's what it has letters. I can't remember what
it's
called.
You know that all words have letters,
Shut
right?
Your face.
I'm just saying, it's like that show. Oh, what's that show called? It's got letters in it.
I can't remember what it's called. I don't know why.
There may be a number or two in there as well.
I'm gonna punch you so hard.
Niner four.
Those are. Oh my gosh.
Numbers.
These are numbers.
Niner. I don't know. What are you trying to say?
I don't know. It's a game that people play. Like you have a starting point, and you have to run from that place all the way to the ending point, the designated ending point.
It's a marathon. Those are called marathons.
No, there's people in cars
chasing you.
Pretty much, and they have to catch you. What is this game called?
It sounds like kidnapping to
no.
me. No. Pretty sure that's illegal.
No.
Static. Pretty much, they have to catch you. What is this? Turn your radio down if you're going to call.
That's for Dad, your show.
What is it?
Left for Dead.
Left for Dead. Left for Dead?
Left for Dead.
That's a video game. Thank you for the call, Sterling.
I've never heard of it called that. Like
Left for Dead.
Man. Oh, this is going to kill me.
Yeah, probably. Because this is killing me.
Kind of like Zombieland. Or I guess it could be like Zombieland. Zombie theme park.
Help you, Mitch.
What? Kay.
What? Let's go. What is it like? What does it smell like?
Thank you, Jesse Lesko. KGB.
KGB.
Yes.
Okay.
KGB is what it is called.
Jesse Lesko. Oh. You win, Jesse.
Yes.
You're good. Static.
I was just going to say KGB, but she got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you call her? Can you explain to me what KGB is since
I
she's obviously the worst explainer of things
I just
ever?
Said what it was.
Well, stop talking. Let me turn your mic off.
Usually, like, you start at, like, somebody's house, and then it's at night. And then somebody, or like three people in cars, go around looking for you, and you have to get from the house to usually like a grocery store or a restaurant or something. And then if you get there without them tagging you, then you're good. But if they find you, you have to get in the car and help find everybody else.
And I just said that. Thank you.
That's such a way better explanation. Thank you so much for the call.
Bye.
All right, bye.
I totally just said that.
That sounds awful. That sounds like... sardines, only not in your home.
No way.
Remember? Like, that sounds crazy, and it's like kidnapping.
Have you ever played KGB?
Oh, lots of times, yeah. But the last time I played it, the last couple times we played it, me and my friends used to do it in Rio Rancho on the west side, and the cops, I guess, have nothing better to do, so then...
And you're running.
Well, yeah, and then there's a bunch of sketchy people running around in the neighborhoods at night, and so then the cops start looking for you, too, which just makes it kind of more intense, because then you're like,
wait, you don't
know if the car that's coming down the street, are like, are those headlights, like, is that a cop, or is it, like, my friend? Either way, I have to hide, so...
Why?
Because you don't want to get caught, because if it is your friend, you don't want to get caught, but if it is the cops, then you just look like you're doing something stupid, because you're running.
Exactly.
You're running from the cops.
Wait, are we talking about real cops or game cops?
Real cops,
yeah.
Wait, why would the real cops care and chase you?
Because they do, and it's Rio Rancho.
You're running.
The cops care about everything there.
It looks like you're doing something bad because you're running in a
it's
neighborhood.
Nighttime.
It's nighttime. What are you running from?
The cops don't, like, profile people here because you're running.
Last time we did it, this is why I stopped.
Were you carrying a TV when you were running?
I was one of the runners, and after the game was over, we went back to the parking lot. It was near a park where we left all of our cars. All the runners left our cars there.
Okay.
And then we got there. It was, like, 2 a.m., and our cars were surrounded by cop cars with their spotlights on.
See?
And they made my parents pick me up.
What?
I couldn't even drive myself home.
Oh my gosh.
Did you have paraphernalia in your car?
No! I had nothing in my car.
That's so funny. How frustrating.
Oh,
you just wanted to play a game. Obviously, dude, they don't know this game.
Obviously.
Messed up.
Wow. How did we end up
KGB,
here?
That's okay. It's a fun game.
It sounds exhausting.
And you made me talk about it, and I couldn't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
That was your fault.
Okay. Sounds exhausting.
You're exhausting.
I am. I agree. So, all right. It's just before 8 o'clock. Billiam's in studio, which means New Music Tuesday.
Woo! Woo!
We have an interesting discussion around the corner. Brand new POD hit stores today. A little bit of controversy also hit stores today. So, we're going to talk about that right around the corner. Also, brand new music from a lot of different artists, so good times to be had by all.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Billiam joining us. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. So, that's Listener. This is the beginning of that Listener song. Okay, sorry. Anyways, done.
I just made Billiam really mad at me.
Why?
Because I just said it's not that great of a song anyway. And he told me to shut it.
I actually think I side with you.
Oh.
Where's this? Our board's broken. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Woo.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
And Billiam.
Hey.
It is a pretty big New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
Got a lot going on. Definitely
packed full.
Dude, is that brand new Anchor in Braille?
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah! How is it that...
How did you not know? I've tweeted about it like 17,000 times.
Well, I know it's coming out at the end of July, but I didn't know we got it yet. I didn't know.
Well,
I'm excited.
The more you know.
This is true.
The less you'll complain.
Oh, man. This show's going to be interesting this morning. I got to be honest.
Yeah. How are we going to...
Well, we got...
Get into all this.
Yeah, we... I got texts last night from multiple friends saying, did you hear the controversy? And I said, what?
The controversy.
What controversy? It's like, dude, POD's new record came out. Okay. And I'm still split on how we discuss it because I feel like in discussing it, it's going to give a platform for people just to tear down.
So here's the platform?
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, how do we talk about this? Because POD, brand new record, out today. We had Sonny on during the Static 500. Probably my favorite interview. That dude is crazy outspoken.
He's a very real person.
Yes, I mean everything's very black and white.
Right.
Everything is very real. It's very black and white to him. And it's incredible. Part of a ministry called the Whosoevers, and I was with Jeff Gilbert last night, who is a member of the Whosoevers and pastor at Calvary Golden Springs out in California, and Ryan Reese's right-hand guy, I guess, in the Whosoevers, and Ryan Reese, Raul Reese's son, who started the Whosoevers.
Right.
Great ministry, and Sonny is very involved in this ministry, and so they put out this new record, and I'm sure this is going to be a hot topic for some time to come. I was hoping to get Sonny on the show this morning.
It already is.
Yeah.
Like, you look up whatever we're talking about, and there's just article after article of what the heck?
Yeah.
People freaking out and saying
that POD is, you know,
blaspheming.
And that was the first article we saw this morning.
Yeah.
Because there is a choice word at the end of the record on the last song, and it's edited, but you know what's said. And so we were debating on whether or not we even want to play the song. It's called I Am, and the lyrics are pretty incredible. It says, I am the murderer, the pervert, sick to the core. I am the unclean dope fiend. I am the whore. I'm the forgotten child, ravaged and raped and sex trafficked. Nice. You like that?
Yeah, it's good.
Since I'm a little strange, daddy called me a bleep. I don't even want to say that word.
Yeah, exactly.
Starts with an F, ends with an agate. Right?
Yeah. Right,
But the chorus says this, are you the one that's come to set me free? Because if you knew who I am, would you really want to die for me? They say you're the cursed man, the one who hangs from this tree. But I know this is the one and only Son of God. So tell me, who the bleep is he? And it's edited out.
Sorry.
However, it's already gotten a lot of controversy. And it's interesting because talking to Jeff last night from the Whosoevers about this very thing, the question was, you know, with this song, what they're wanting to do, what they're trying to do. And the idea is with the Whosoevers, it's the same thing, that they're going to, you know, Vegas. They do all the, they do their conventions, whether it be, or I should say, not conventions, what are they called? Their events, basically.
Like the
these conferences
conference.
Type things. These shows, and they go to Vegas. They go to these places. They hang out with the prostitutes and the drug addicts and just the least of these, the worst of the worst, quote unquote, according to others' eyes. And say, nothing that you have done is too great for Jesus to save. And a lot of times, these are the responses is, yeah, but you don't know what I've done. And if you knew what I've done, there's no way that this guy would really have died for
me.
There's no way that this dude really would have done this, because how can you say I'm set free when I'm a whore, when I'm a, you know, all of these things. And there, it's, man, it is laid out so clearly in the song. However,
it's very obvious that this song is not meant for Christians,
quote unquote. Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean? I mean, because it's a definitely dividing line, I would say, because I'm sure we're going to get a lot of conversation this morning on it. And like I said, I'm debating on whether or not are we going to play it, Billiam. You know, we've been talking about it.
This song or a different one?
This one. I don't know. Maybe later in New Music Tuesday, if we get enough response.
Yeah, I think
we'll actually play it.
It'd be interesting, definitely, to see how people respond.
Because as
it.
I said, it's edited, so it's playable for air. However, it's like I know what's said there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's still unedited enough that you don't really have to use your imagination too much.
I think what's really cool about this song, since I've heard it now and I know what they've been doing, they've been hanging out in Vegas and various other places with, like you said, the prostitutes, the alcohol, like people who are alcoholics,
yeah,
like everyone that most Christians stay away from, and they stay in their little bubble.
Yeah.
But obviously their situations and their experiences have brought on a lot of emotion, which has made influence their music.
Yeah, it's a very powerful word used in the song, and I think the emotion, that's it. So
well, just all the lyrics to this song, I feel it would completely speak to someone with a troubled past,
right?
Because mm-hmm. it kind of touches on a lot of different bases and common issues that are suppressed with people today.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that's why it would be super powerful.
Customer with mobile number. Well,
that's weird. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We'll talk more about that. We're going to get through a few New Music Tuesday tracks first. And then, yeah, who knows? We may end up playing it and discussing it a little further, because it definitely is worth discussing. The new record out today from POD, and yeah, Murdered Love. They got another new song called Murdered Love. Yep. That maybe we'll play that one instead. Who knows? I don't know.
We'll see.
We shall see. But what do we got? What do we got up first?
Well, coming up at the end of the month, Anchor and Braille's releasing their next album, The Quiet Life.
Yeah,
and they did release this one song.
Yes.
It's called Goes Without Saying, and I'm sure many people are familiar with Ankin Braille. Steven of Amberlin, his solo project.
Yep. This is his solo Him and Micah project.
Right, yeah.
So Micah was actually heavily involved in the writing musically, and I'm excited for this new record.
Yeah, dude. It's very...
Yeah.
It's like Anchor and Braille and Postal Service and Amberlin and some other great things.
So here it is. Brand new music from Anchor and Braille. Song's called Goes Without Saying. Being that it's New Music Tuesday, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. Music from Anchor and Braille. Mm-hmm. Song's called Goes Without Saying.
I felt like I could have just been like running through a forest filled with bubble makers or something.
that whole time. That is awesome.
Right on.
Yes.
Yeah. So there it is. I love it because I think it's already like more jumping than any of the last record.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the beat and yet still kept with the same tone. So, but we want to know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new Anchor and Braille. What do we got?
Jeff says, dig. Get this in regular rotation, please.
Right on.
Nate says, always dig Mr. Christian's pipes.
Yeah.
Malia says, dig all Anchor and Braille. And Thebes, he says, could never get on board with high notes from a guy. Not really his thing.
I think for the first time in existence, I've disagreed with Thebes.
Oh, no.
But I love him.
What is this going to do? Is this okay? You guys okay?
Yeah. I think we're going
to
be okay.
The equator is going to shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it.
Me and Thebes are at odds. POD dropped the F-bomb on their record. What is happening?
What's
with
wrong
the world?
With today?
Raining in New Mexico, heat wave in Ohio.
See, JD says definitely a sleepy time jam. He digs it.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like it was a sleepy time. I want to listen to that when it's raining outside.
Yeah.
Or bubbles. Stated.
Bubbly.
So, yeah. Dude. I'm a fan. I dig it. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to clarify. I just said POD dropped the F-bomb on the record.
Sort of.
Yeah. It's edited. And it's not like you can get the explicit version. No, they put it out there purposely that way because it's not coming out with it, you know, in plain sight. But we're gonna talk about this, whether or not we should play it.
Yeah, well, we have a Facebook thing. Karen commented on the timeline, she says play it, that's what your station's all about. That's an interesting take.
All right, what do you guys think?
We're not about F-bombs, we're about real,
just being
about
real
conversation.
Like, yeah, real conversation. And this is definitely an interesting
qualifies
conversation. So, brand new POD, the record's called Murdered Love, but the song particularly we're talking about is called I Am, that is directly poetry straight to, you could just say the first verse, and it's like the whore, I'm thinking of everything.
The dope fiend,
the murderer, the pervert, and it's
the child who's sex trafficked.
Yeah. So I know, you know, Sunny on Facebook, thank you. Cause that does help. Cause we've been talking about it and we've been going back and forth all morning. Do we play this? We obviously want to talk about it, but I almost feel like we shouldn't even be talking about it until people have had a chance to hear it. And so we just may have to.
We have to be careful because we don't want to be hot-headed. We don't want to get hot-headed responses just because you're mad. Like, I want to think about this and even pray about it. Like,
right.
We want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that comes down to that right there. We don't want to do anything just to do it, just to offend. However, I'm pretty sure part of this, the reason why this was done in the song is to challenge, mm-hmm. is to get people to talk, is to get people to think about things. So 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello, Static.
Static. Good morning, Steve-O.
Hey, David. How you doing, man?
I am doing good, buddy. Hey, you got to play that song. Last time I checked, Christianity wasn't about those people that go to church every Sunday. It's like Jesus, he walked the streets. We got to remember Jesus talking to that woman in the well who was a Samaritan that Jews didn't talk to.
Yeah.
We got to reach out. I'm an ex-drug addict. I was a drug addict for 30 years before I became a Christian. If it wasn't for somebody sharing the gospel, I probably still would be.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about reaching and loving.
Right on, David. Thank you so much for the call and for your thoughts and opinions, man. And, yeah, we just may end up playing this.
I'm listening. I'm waiting to hear it.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello, Static.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to comment real quick because I'll be at work in a few minutes on the whole POD thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I work as a firefighter. I've talked to you guys a couple times on JJ the Paramedic.
Okay, yeah.
I work in an environment where people are, I mean, nobody calls you because they have too much coffee and donuts. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I get called out to the worst of the worst sometimes, guys beating their wives, whatever. And the thing is, you can't forget that we have to approach people where they are.
Yeah.
One of the guys in my house, and I'm fortunate that I got a couple Christian guys that I work with, but one of the guys in my house has tattooed across his arm, but for the grace of God, there go I. Mm-hmm. And he remembers that every day. That's why he put it on his arm, because he was like, I could be this dude. I could be this dude beating my wife. I could be that guy.
Right.
And so we have to remember that. I think that's the huge thing that POD is trying to throw out there right now, is the fact that they're trying to get people where they are.
Yeah.
And understand we could all be in that same situation. And I'm not always agreeing with language or whatever, especially since I've got children and I try to be careful with what
right.
I say, but I do work in that environment, dude, where my, I mean, that's a common thing to cuss. I don't even, there's times when I'll be at work and I won't even think about it. And I try, but it still happens, and it's still real world, and I think that's what POD is really throwing out there, and I think it's huge.
Right on, man.
They can affect both sides of the planet, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I just want to throw my two cents into the ring, so.
All right, thanks for
coming. All right, we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about Murdered Love, the new record from POD. They have a song on the record. It is New Music Tuesday, and we were talking about playing the new music. And the new song, I Am. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. We keep getting the feedback, and I'm like, okay.
Right, right.
Okay.
I got another one on Facebook saying play it.
Yeah.
From Alan saying said, play it.
All right. Static.
Hi, this is Nina.
Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was hoping you would call in.
Well, I think now, of course, I haven't heard the song,
mm-hmm.
but just from hearing the description, I think the message is probably right on.
Okay.
But if you have to use the F-bomb to get the message across, are we really being Christ-like? Are we setting ourselves apart from the world? Or are we trying to be the world in order to reach the world? You know, Scripture tells us that we are to be in the world, but not of the world. So I personally think the F-bomb could be eliminated completely, and you can still get the message across.
Okay, right on. Thank you. I was hoping you would call.
Y'all have a great day and keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. All right.
So there it is. Nina says, no need. And so we want to know your thoughts. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're going to keep New Music Tuesday rolling for now. You know, we'll talk more about POD in here in just a second. But what do we got?
Well, Steve-O. The Classic Crime has a new album coming out in August.
No way!
And I might have gotten a song from it.
Yes! Are you serious?
Yeah.
What is this? Where is this?
It's called You and Me Both.
Oh, dude, that makes me happy. I love the Classic Crime. All right, You and Me Both.
And Me Both.
And Me Both. Classic Crime. So here it is. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do you think? Dig it or bury it. Brand new music from the classic Crime. The song's called You and Me Both. Mm-hmm. Just going to play it. I'm coming back. I'm sure we'll talk more about POD because it seems like that's going to be happening in between every song. So classic Crime right now. Let us know what you think. Static Radio. Brand new music from the classic Crime. Song called You and Me Both. Good morning.
Dude, I think, in my opinion, the Classic Crime is one of the most underrated Christian bands out there right now.
Dude, right?
You and me both. Yeah?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like that? I've been waiting for this moment for about 2 minutes.
What, just hoping somebody would say
it? Well, I knew someone would.
Would like it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, you know, there you
nicely
go.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Yeah, brand new music from the Classic Crime there. What do you think? Dig it or bury it? Facebook.com/mystaticradio. I loved it, but yeah, I agree with you. I think they are one of the most underrated bands out there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get a whole lot of love.
I've always liked the Classic Crime. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Liked them before.
I think Albatross, their first record. That was
I liked them before they were so before they were popular.
I liked them when they were underground.
I listened to Underground Creed before they were popular.
Amazing stuff. And Matt, of course, rocking dual duties right now with the Vocal Few, him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then brand new stuff from the Classic Crime. I'm so glad to hear that they've got a new record and that it's coming out soon.
Yeah, that gives me a lot of hope
for
the rest of the album. I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed 150%. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it. It is New Music Tuesday. We do this every single week for a reason. What do we got on Facebook?
Paul says, I can never bury anything containing Matt's vocals. Too good. Is this from an upcoming album?
Yes.
Yeah, it's coming out August 14th.
Right on. I like it. I'm excited. What did Thebe say?
He says, not sure I've heard anything by them that I don't dig. This is no different.
Yeah, agreed. Static.
Hey, this is Caleb.
Hey, Caleb.
Hey, you know, I just wanted to throw something out about the whole POD song, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of different mainstream Christian bands that have gone that same route POD's gone. You know, but their message is still the same.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't knock it until you hear the song. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the conundrum we're in right now. Wanting to play the song, but wondering, you know.
Because we've heard it.
But also wanting to keep our jobs, too.
Yeah. So we'll just wait. I like that, Billiam.
Yeah.
Spoke right up on that one.
There you go. So right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, not a problem, man.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah. Yeah.
So more on Facebook. JD says, dig it. Giovanna says, me gusta. So that's, I think that's good. I don't really speak Spanish.
Yeah,
is that good?
That's...
I like?
That's very...
It means I gust.
Very delicious.
Oh, I gust. Okay, cool.
I gust.
Very delicious. Goose says, I haven't even heard the song, but I dig. He's replying from his mobile. Not listening. You can listen if you want. We do have...
Yeah, on the mobile app.
Yeah, we do have that. Maddie says, dig, can't wait for their new album. Lisa says, like the Classic Crime. And Jared says, now this record is independent and not backed up by Tooth and Nail. I've said the same thing about TFK, but this goes to show you don't need a fancy record label to put out some sweet music. Great job.
You just need a lot of fans and a sweet Kickstarter account.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
True right? That.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I listen to you guys regularly. I love you. And about the whole POD thing, I'm a nurse, and I just think I heard the other comment from Nina about the F-bomb. I think you guys really should play the song because I deal with people every day from every walk of life. I used to live in a very big metropolitan city, and I've dealt with people, you know, from every walk of life, from addicts to people that have been abused to people that are dying to families that are having issues. And Jesus, when Jesus was here on the earth, he talked to those people. he catered to those people. He, you know, he turned the tables on everything. And that, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I wouldn't be a nurse and a saved born-again Christian and clean and sober if it wasn't for someone speaking to me and meeting me at the level that I was at then.
Right.
So I say, keep your jobs to play the song. there might be somebody out there that's hurting so bad, you don't know where they're coming from.
Right.
They might be hurting so bad, they might hear that song, and it might be the thing that saves their life or makes them reach out or makes them get a Bible out of a hotel room, out of a hospital room, out of God knows where, you know. Our freedoms of speech have been so controlled. You know, we have so many rules and regulations around our lives today. We need to break free like Jesus did and break the rules sometimes, the conventional rules that people say, because we need to save people. You know, it says that the gospel is to be preached to all the world, to all the nations, to all people, to all tongues, to all religions. God doesn't keep certain people out of, you know, he died for once for everyone.
Right, and not just our sins, but for the sins of the whole world, it says in John. So,
Yes, exactly. And in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was, and the Word is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can quote it all. I don't have it right out in front of me, but he died once for all people, and he died for those people. And if you look at his life when he was here, who did he hang out with but tax collectors and adulterers and people that nobody else would want to be with?
Yeah.
And so I think the song needs to be played. That's the bottom line. I'm talking too much, but I think the song needs to be played. I'm a nurse, and I am proud to say that my Lord and Savior died for me. And 35 years ago, I was in an abusive marriage, and I didn't know which way to turn, and I could have went the very wrong way, and I did for a while. And luckily, my family and other people that loved me continued to overlook my the things that I was doing, and they encouraged me. And somebody, you know, my friends prayed for me, and my family prayed for me, and they said, you know what? It doesn't matter that this happened to you or that happened to you. What happened? What matters is that Jesus died for all of them. As a result, I ended up becoming a nurse, getting remarried, having a beautiful life. And you know what? I prayed for my ex-husband for 25 years, and he's now a born-again, saved Christian and in a new marriage. And his life is completely redeemed, too. So, you know, I've walked in some shoes that are pretty cruddy. And I know from experience that people out there that are hurting and that are living these lives, they're actively hurting. Mm-hmm. And in today's economy, with today's world the way it is, everything is upside down. People are hurting. People that have lived straight up lives their whole lives are losing their houses, their farms, their businesses. You know, we had this fire here in the Ruidoso area, and people have lost everything, and they need something to listen, you know, to hang on to cling to. I say play the song.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I talk so much.
No, that's cool. I just let you go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right.
Right on.
It's just very opinionated, that's all.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right.
505-338-3700, the phone number. And it's
Facebook is kind of blowing up.
Yeah, what do we got on Facebook?
Yeah, we have three more comments. JD says, I'm not really down with the people in a role model role setting a bad example. That being said, sometimes you just have to be real with people to get them to pay attention to what's going on. Maybe this is just the kick in the pants we need to wake society up and see what's going on in this world. I say play it.
Wow. Okay.
Jed says, play the POD song because we all have something to take from the to share with and with the F-bomb. I don't know what that means. It doesn't really matter because we are all in a world where that is said around us all the time. And it's people like Sonny of POD take the word to new places and to reach new people, I guess.
Okay.
Shana Shayna, I think, says, play the song. When you get offended by something, take a step back and look to see why you got offended. It may not necessarily be because you think someone has done something wrong. It's a word. It exists, and we really can't change that, so play the song. I agree that they didn't really need to add it to get the message across, but they did. I'm willing to tolerate it for the sake of a good song and good message.
Wow. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little shocked by the response thus far.
Yeah.
To be completely honest. Yeah, I really am. It's, I didn't expect it. I really didn't. 505-338-3700. Hello, welcome to Static.
Yeah. My name's Adam, man. I think you guys should play that song, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's just, the world's just crazy right now, man. And people need to understand, you know, they need to wake up and.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
You just gotta be tough with people and. So. Right. Yeah, you guys should play that, man.
All right, man. Thank you for the call.
All right.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. All right, I want to do one more New Music Tuesday track before we go into any other territory.
Ever heard of the band called Hawk Boy, Steve-O?
Hawk Boy?
Yeah.
No.
I know how ridiculously bad it sounds, but it's a project from the singer of As Cities Burn.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that, too. That's kind of why I was like, why not?
Yeah, dude. All right. So the band is Hawk Boy, then.
Mm-hmm.
As Cities Burn. Is it going to be like a Stephen Keach project?
For lack of a better name.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of, yeah, it's definitely that complete opposite from the original. Like, it's not As Cities Burn at all, you know?
Yeah.
But it's definitely groovy and kind of East Nashville-y, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So brand new music right now from Hawk Boy. The song is called Buffalo. Dig it or bury it. It's New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static and Hawk Boy right there for New Music Tuesday.
Buffalo.
That's right. Song's called Buffalo.
Is this VeggieTales?
Yes. So, it is New Music Tuesday. Steve-O and Mitch and Billiam.
Yeah.
And what do you guys think of that one? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I have no opinion because I didn't get to hear it because people are still
calling,
lighting up the phones for the POD.
Yeah, I didn't get to hear
quote
it
quote unquote controversy.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you want to tell us what you thought of that. Renee says, dig, very white stripes-esque.
Yeah.
JD says, man, I love Jack White. Dig. Wait. It's not him? Oh, well, I still dig.
Nice.
Thebe says, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? Dig it. Seriously, excellent. Good job, Billiam.
Yeah, thanks.
Benny says, dig it. Can't wait to hear more from them.
Ooh.
So, hey.
All right.
There we go.
So, that's what we got so far. Pretty much the digs have it this morning. It seems like a good morning, apparently. You did well this morning.
Yeah.
So.
You done good, pig. You done good.
So now we got to tear that all down and play some POD. I'm just kidding. To be honest, we've been talking about it this morning, the new POD, and we've gotten pretty much everyone on Facebook or calling in saying, hey, you should play it. But I will say this right now. I don't have the approval of said bosses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not like they're saying don't play it. I just haven't had a chance to touch base there and am not going to risk said job just
right.
In case the authority above me. I want to be a good steward of this position.
But and, I think it's something we should pursue past... I mean, New Music Tuesday, and if we can,
right.
Then I would like to play it at another point.
Yeah.
Whether that be, you know, today or this week.
Yeah.
Got some more on Facebook. Nate says, play it. He says, for the sake of Christ, we must become all things for men. Nothing is beyond God's redemption. If he can take the raw emotion conveyed by Sonny in that song and save someone's life, it is absolutely worth it to use it.
Right on.
And even Katrina says, play the song once this morning.
Right. It's become infamous already. And
the
no one's
song.
Heard it.
It's called I Am. It's the last track on their new album, which is out today.
Yeah.
But she says, but then after 11 p.m. from now on, maybe warn people before saying it so they don't get offended.
Right. And that's the big thing for me right now. I'll tell you right now, am I offended by the song? Absolutely not. Right. However, do I want to cause someone else to stumble or offend someone else?
Absolutely not.
For whatever reason, you know, do I use language like that? Nah. Mm-hmm. You know, I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old and
they pick up those words fast.
And so, and you know what? The interesting thing is they are huge, huge fans of POD. And speaking of, I'm going to answer this phone right here. Static.
Good morning, guys.
What up? How's it going?
Oh, good. I turned the radio on this morning and caught probably the tail end of the whole controversy with POD. Apparently, like you guys said, they have a song and they drop an F-bomb on it or something.
Yeah, it's edited out, but it's, I mean, I'm not an idiot. I know what is supposed to be there.
but nobody else that's commenting has heard the song yet.
Right, right.
So everybody's on this trip of play it, dude, just so what? They're curious now, I think. It's more of, it's have we put POD on a pedestal that no matter what they do, they're reaching people for Christ at a point where it's like, come on, dudes. I don't know what the reasoning to put it in there is. And that would be an interview with you guys and Sonny, hopefully. But
I was just about to say, and that's what we're
trying to attempt. But still, why is everybody so curious? Just or is it like cool now? Like cool, they do it now, gives us a right to do it, and it's like I don't know. It bugs me that you're getting so many comments of just play it, dude, without even wondering about all the kids that wake up and hear your morning show.
Right. Right
and,
on, man.
And I love your guys' stand, but I don't know. That's a trip on the comments.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Static.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Jared.
Jared Murphy.
Hello.
How's it going?
Steve-O, thanks. I got to tell you thank you.
For what?
For bringing this whole topic up.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, hey, I just wanted to put my two cents in with the whole POD thing. I know
yeah, dude.
You guys are probably tired of talking about it already, but... you know, it's, I have to go back to just, to what, you know, the Bible states in, you know, Ephesians 4:29, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. You know, and I'm going to be honest, it's not really an encouragement to me. And, you know, I know everyone is different, but, you know, I understand. I totally agree with what the song says. And I do agree that it can be used as a platform to you know, help others in need that are going through stuff. But I agree with some of the last callers that you guys had. I don't know whether, you know, the F-bomb is really necessary.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
You know, obviously, yes, I'm not offended by the song, but... Is it really an encouragement to myself and other believers? I wouldn't say that either. So, still think you guys should play the song, you know. But I understand if you guys can't. But yeah, it's a little disheartening. Not
right.
Gonna lie. So yeah,
all right.
That's all I had.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
505-338-3700. The phone number. It's almost become like this crazy. Scary talking point. I want to play it. I'm not going to lie. I really do want to play it. But I also want to be a good steward, like I said, of this position. And without approval, I don't know that I can swing it. So, Static.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm not creepy today.
Hey, it's Caleb.
I'm so thrown off.
I'm calling in about the whole POD thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I woke up, like, 20 minutes ago.
Right on.
So I haven't heard very much of this conversation. But it seems like a lot of people are saying if it's saving people, then, you know, it's worth it to do that kind of thing. But somewhere in the Bible, I honestly don't know where. Sorry about that. But there's a case where someone's doing something to save people. But it's wrong, and someone states that it doesn't justify it, that it's still a sin. I really wish I could present more than just that, but...
Right, right. No, I believe what you're talking about is when Paul was talking about like people preaching a different gospel or people doing things and whatever it was, healing or quote unquote saving those, and then you know those people were still accursed, is what I think you're alluding to, right?
Probably.
Okay. Or where, you know, where people go before Christ and say, man, but didn't I cast out demons and do all these things in your name? And it's like, depart from me, I never knew you. But that would be someone who has no relationship, personal relationship with Christ. So that's tough because Sonny, I'll tell you what, is one of the most on fire dudes I know. And I absolutely love him. And we are working on getting him this morning. I will say that. He's in San Diego right now and heading over to 91X. And so I'm sure he's going to be talking about that, but, we will definitely be talking more about it. That's for sure. So
All right. Thanks
for the comments, Caleb.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. POD kind of took over New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, I expected that to happen. Yeah.
It was a great New Music Tuesday nonetheless.
Well, it's not over yet though, right? Future Forestry?
Yeah.
Is this new?
Yeah, they released this album today, actually.
Right on. Yeah. It's about time. I've been waiting, man. I'm gonna do this real quick. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shalom, everybody.
Hey, Yosh, what's up, man?
Nothing much. It's been a long time.
It has.
Yeah, I miss you guys.
Miss you too, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, nothing much. I was just curious. Because I just turned on the radio, and I heard Caleb talking, and I was like, ooh, it sounds like a good conversation, and so I called.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Right on. I have to let you go from this line, because this is actually our bat phone line, and I just got a text that Sonny's going to be calling in on this, so I'm going to have to let you go, buddy. I'm going to have to let you go.
Interesting. Can I call back?
Yes, you can.
Of course.
So,
All right.
Static.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, just listening to this whole POD thing going on. I heard it ever since you read the lyrics off. And I heard people saying, hey, this isn't an encouragement to Christians. I don't believe it's supposed to be that way. I think it's an outreach-type song to those who don't know Christ.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's a platform for them to out basically be doing almost mission work to say, hey, I'm going to step into your zone and tell you about Christ because I know who you are, and Christ did all this for you anyway,
right.
No matter who you are.
Right.
So
right.
The sense that they're talking in their language, I mean, if you're going to go to Mexico, you're going to want to speak in Spanish to somebody to get them to convert. So if that's what they need to hear, then that's the way you're going to have to explain it to them.
Dude, thank you so much for the call.
All righty, man.
All right. Static.
Can I talk to Steve, please?
This is Steve-O. Is this Sonny?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Dude, just chilling, rocking some New Music Tuesday over here at Static. And, of course, new POD record out today.
Yes, sir.
And it's been absolutely incredible. I got to say, you know, we had you on for the Static 500, and we were gearing up for the new record release, and it was exciting and still is. And I'll tell you what, your new record has taken over our show this morning.
It really has.
Yeah, it really has, man. It's been crazy. And so I had texted Hefe because it was like, dude, I want to get Sonny on this morning because it's been interesting this morning talking about the new record. And specifically, I'm sure you're going to be hearing a lot about I Am.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to just... I wanted to get you on for a few moments because I know you're busy, but just to talk about it because surprisingly, it's been, 80-20 favorably?
Literally,
but
yeah.
But still, I wanted to rap about the song and the heart behind it because obviously, talking with you during the Static 500 and your heart and what you're doing with the Whosoevers and everything, it's like, man, I just wanted you to clear the air, so I'm just going to let you go.
For sure, man. You know what, it's not like I just flippantly decided I want to do that because I wanted to offend or be controversial. It was like we did that demo over a year ago, and even since then, you know, I've constantly, you know, sought counsel over it, prayed over it, but I did the demo the way I felt it and the way I wrote it. And just in my 5 years of, you know, just putting down POD, I put down POD because I love it so much, but
you know what, I'm a follower of Christ first, and if God wanted me to do something different, then that's where my heart was at. I just didn't want it to be about, you know, business, business and music. I just wanted to get my heart straight with the Lord, and in doing that, you know, the whosoever's was formed, and I've been able to hang around a lot and speak in public schools and rehabs and youth facilities and youth outreaches, and I'm hanging with kids all the time, you know. And
yeah.
And number one, before a singer in a band, I'm a daddy, you know, and I'm a lover of people. And I sit with these kids, and because you're honest and you're actually open with them, and you don't appear to be this self-righteous, judgmental Christian, you actually have experience in the world, you actually have a little bit of credit in that you actually know what you're speaking about because the Lord speaks through you. And when you're hanging with these kids, they can be honest with you, and like they won't to probably some of their parents or even their youth pastors or principals or teachers. And then you see them cutting their arms, and they're suicidal, and they're actually telling you about things they're addicted to or they're stuck into, and all the struggles and the problems that they're having. And so, you know what? That's the people that Jesus loves. Jesus, God loves His church, and He loves those that are saved because He already saved them. But there's a hurting generation out there that God is trying to reach, and by me just hanging with them, it's like, you know what, I just wanted to bring that up. And so it's really just an honest, it's almost like an honest prayer, you know.
Yeah.
And you're just being honest and saying, God, I don't have a problem with you. I know you can save me. I know you can forgive me. I know you can heal me and make me whole. It's just, I'm so confused by this. There's so many things out there that just confuse me, but I know who you are. I believe in who you say you are, and I wrote it the way I felt it, and like I said, I didn't want to offend anybody, but you know what, if I just don't give that much power to that word, and if saying the F word is my is my biggest struggle or sin, then oh my goodness, there's some really perfect people out there,
right? Right, man.
I just think it's, you know what, man, I have kids myself.
Yeah.
I don't even let them hear that song, but it's not for Christians, man. And I, you know what, I don't speak to 99% of Christians all my day.
Right.
But when someone comes up to me and they're like, "Dude, I'm just, you know, I'm effing struggling, man. Or, you know, I got effing problems," and it's like, I don't make them wash their mouth out before they speak to me.
Right.
I doesn't
nor,
even,
nor
it doesn't
would
even
Jesus.
Affect me, man.
Nor would Jesus. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't think he would. And I think that's part of the problem is people assuming that you have to perfect yourself before you can go to the foot of the cross. And it's
that's
like,
it, bro.
Man, you come as you are, like the great poet Kurt Cobain once said. Come as you are. So right on, man. I know you're busy and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I definitely wanted to clear that up a little bit. And so, all right, the lyrics for those just joining us, I am last track on the brand new POD record titled Murdered Love, but the chorus goes, "Are you the one that's come to set me free? Because if you knew who I am, would you really want to die for me? They say you're the cursed man, the one who hangs from this tree. But I know this is the one and only Son of God. So tell me, who the F is he?" And so, what does that mean? Like, who the F is Jesus? Who the F is?
No.
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to clear it up for everyone so that nobody can speculate on anything.
Well, you know what? I've had people tell me different things, which I thought was cool. Like, they're like, "Are you talking about, like, Satan?" And I'm like, you know what? You could. But for me, it was more like, it's more like all the different confusions. You have every different religion. You have people claiming
right.
to be this, claiming to
okay.
be that. It's like, I know that Jesus is the way. I know it is. But there's still all the confusion that surrounds that. It's
right.
like sometimes it's not just as simple as that, but I know it is. And I know Jesus claimed to be the way, the truth, the life, and I believe that. And when
right.
I talk to people I believe that they're saved. When I talk to, you know, quote-unquote worldly and secular people, they're like, "Dude, I don't have a problem with Jesus, man. I got a problem with religion, dude."
Right.
I love Jesus. I believe that he is the Son of God, but it's so much confusion. You have every, you know, you have the Baptists, and you have the Pentecostals, and you have the Catholics, and all these different denominations. We've confused the people from just coming as you are to Jesus. We're too busy asking for their resume and make sure they straighten themselves up
mm-hmm.
before we offer them, you know, grace and mercy. And so when I talk to the world, because that's what I do, I work in the world. And these people, there's a lot of people don't have a problem with Jesus, but they do have a problem with Christianity. And for me, I don't identify with what the world says is Christianity. I identify with Jesus and what the scriptures say.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't need to be called a Christian for any glory or any honor. I'm a follower of Jesus. The men that didn't even call themselves Jesus,
out of the 11 disciples, the 12 that Judas killed himself,
right.
the 10 would die for the cause, and the one would live, the only one that would live out of the disciples, John the Beloved, to tell us how the world would end. It was the people that saw them and said, hey, man, aren't you guys like Christians or something? And out of humbleness said, you know what? Yes, we are. Because they recognized that they were doing the things of Jesus. But then what happened next? They all died for the cause. So if you're that, then by all means, you call yourself a Christian. But not here in America, we're fat and lazy, and I hope that someday somebody would come up to me and say, hey, man, are you like one of them Christians? And I say, you know what? If that means being little Jesus, then I'm going to take that role. I'm going to take that. I'm honored that you call me that. But we say that so flippantly, like it's just a religious thing. Or it's because you go to church, you know, 20 times in a day. That doesn't make you a Christian. It's what you do and how you love the world.
Dude, Sonny, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, brother. God right. bless you guys,
God
man.
Bless you too, man. And new record today, Murdered Love. And I'm sure we're going to be talking more and more, my friend. So
you call me anytime, man.
I will, man. Thank you so much for coming on, because I figured instead of just having everybody else talk about it, how about we just get it straight from the source? So thank you for taking the moment to come on and talk about this song and what God is doing in your life right now and what you are called to do. And I thank you that you are faithful in what you're doing, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. So, love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Every single one of you listening.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys.
All right. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship. And I will definitely be posting that to the website.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, there it is. And so, yeah. Carol Hood, song called Remission. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Hello.
Yes, it is Tuesday morning. And, dude. Welcoming in studio right now, Pastor
Scott Tom.
That's right, Cross Christian Fellowship here in Albuquerque. And, dude, we're gearing up for a Booyah Purity Conference.
Oh, man, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
These girls are planning that. Of course, I won't be there because it's girls only. 13 years old.
This is awkward.
And me.
And you. We're going to have Steve-O's going to be there and a couple other guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, from different areas, some younger, single, Steve-O's married, and the girls have some questions for them, so they're going to give a guy's perspective on purity in an all-girls purity seminar. So it's going to be...
Man.
But lots of estrogen.
I think that's going to be really interesting myself.
I believe so.
You know, so they're going to record that, so I'll be able to listen to it later.
I was hanging out with a young couple this last Sunday and had some questions. Newly married, and we were discussing, you know, lust and sex and these things. And it was interesting because the dude nodding immediately, like, yes, I understand everything you're saying, and the wife giving the confused look. And I said, let me go get my wife. So we can all just talk this out. So it is definitely going to be interesting, because I think it's easy to relate to the men from the men's perspective when talking about such issues as purity, lust, sex. But men and women are wired completely differently, you know, for
and
men,
the girls need to understand that.
Exactly.
They really do. And so I love it that my girls came up with this idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
And so I think that's actually, I think they're doing a lot of neat things.
Yeah.
They're having some testimony and gifts and they're having some time, so they build relationship with the girls. But I think the highlight's going to be this part where it's kind of talked out, and that's going to be fun to see.
What I love about that is that, you know, growing up, I just heard, don't have sex, don't have sex, don't have sex. And I didn't know why. Like, I was, okay, whatever. But obviously, your girls are going to be able to go in depth to this. It's not just don't have sex. There's a lot more to it. And then you have the opposite, where Steve-O is going to be able to come in and answer these questions. And
the opposite of this.
The opposite sex. The male.
The male sex is great. Yeah, they're not, actually, the whole study's not all that. They're really going to emphasize the divine romance.
Right.
And that's
what's important.
What's important, because it's the eternal relationship that will always be there after the boyfriends come and go and husband is there. You're always going to have that. And so that's the emphasis. But actually, they're going to give the girls a study I did that's called Buy or Try Before You Buy. And I go into the whole thing of why it's important. Why don't you have premarital sex? Why do you have? Why you don't have sex outside of marriage? And I don't. And I don't cover. I don't spend the whole time because you're going to get STDs and everything.
Right.
It's really a different study. But we go into really all the emotional things and that sort of thing, and really why your spirits bond.
Yeah.
Why, when you become intimate and physical with somebody, why is that such a hard thing to break off? And why are you keep drawn back? And why these things? So we talk about the just the awesomeness of sex, but why it becomes destructive when it's used outside of that, emotionally and every other way.
No, emotionally and spiritually. I mean, those are way more important than, and for me, that was it. It was icky. It was gross growing up. It's disgusting. It's vile. You get diseases, so save it for your the one you're going to spend your life with.
So save it.
Like, are you kidding me?
Thing,
gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This disgusting, vile thing, but once you hit marriage,
it's,
you know.
It's okay?
So,
it's a creation of God. God designed sex to be recreational and procreational.
Right.
So that you can have kids. So it needs to be within the confines of a marriage. It needs to have a committed relationship around it. But recreational because it's good. It's pleasurable. It's something that God created for
and
that.
And God delights in our pleasure when it's pure. A pure pleasure.
But the only way you can have the deep, satisfying sexual relationship is when you have character.
Right.
That's the only way. Because if you don't have character, if you have somebody who is selfish rather than self-controlled, somebody who's giving rather than somebody who's taking, see, that's where it comes out.
Yeah.
And so when you have that play out and you have Christian character, actually, that's the best type of sexual relationship that you could possibly have.
Right.
When you have two people who are committed to character, to true love, it can't get any better.
Yeah.
And then how do you know? Let's say, well, I'm going to try them out, man, because, you know, you don't buy a pair of shoes without trying them out or buy a car without taking it for a test drive. Well, one, how do you know what you're going to want in the future?
Right.
You're not going to know what you... And if you're not that experienced, what are you comparing that to?
Right.
Other girlfriends, pornography that you're looking at. So that's what you're comparing it to? It's dumb. You don't even know what you want. And 5 years from now, 10 years from now, hey, your tastes change. I like broccoli now. You know, I love it.
I'm still waiting for that day.
So
really?
I hate broccoli.
Broccoli's amazing.
Gross.
So you don't know what it's going to... So when you're committed, though, you grow together.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started, man.
Yeah, dude. And going down. Yeah, you talk.
Well, I was just going to say one thing that was said earlier is that it takes a toll on you physically and spiritually. And sex before marriage, that's what it does. And it takes a toll on you spiritually even when you aren't a believer.
Right.
And that's something that I found out before, obviously.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that it could cause that. So I think this is going to be great. A great seminar to get your girls involved to. You can go to facebook.com/mystaticradio. We have the info there. You can sign up at www.crossfellowship.org.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's on top of the ball, man.
Yeah.
Got it.
Huh?
She's a good host.
I'm excited for this. I'm also excited that I'm not going to be punched in the face with questions that I
like
may not have.
Like you usually do for me when I come in. I got a good question for you, but I'm not going to tell you.
Touche.
Save it for radio.
Touche. That is funny. And yes, you're right. Well, I do regularly do that.
Well played, Pastor Scott.
Yeah, yeah. We had one this morning, too.
We do.
Question?
Speaking of things to punch you in the face with...
Let me go through the papers. Excuse me for just a second.
Yeah.
There it is.
We're hanging with Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship. You can get in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. All the details for the Purity Conference. I'm really, really excited about that. Ladies, this is all for you. It's a ladies' night. It's all for the women. It's a women's conference, ladies' conference, girls' conference, young women's conference. How many other ways can you say it? It's a chicks' conference.
Yep. And they're going to have dinner, and it's like, it's a different time. It's like 4 to 8, they're going to have dinner, because they want it to be...
I'm going to be asleep at the end. I didn't know it was till 8. I go to bed at 7. No. I'm just kidding. I didn't realize until last night. I was hanging out with some friends, and they were driving through town, and all of a sudden it was like 10 o'clock and I thought I was just going to fall asleep right there.
In the car?
I get up so early.
I know.
I can't do that.
I'm in the same boat.
Anyways, all right, switching gears. Make sure you check it out, though. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You know where to go. Check out all the details for the Purity Conference. I'm assuming you've heard about this, so I'm not gonna punch you in the face with it necessarily. But this last week, it made national headlines. But a woman in New Mexico put her soul up on eBay. Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It was wow.
Was the devil bidding?
Dude, I'll tell you what. She put it up on Facebook, and so I went to go find it, and I checked eBay actually, and by the time I'd gotten there, her listing was down. It had already been pulled by eBay.
Oh, okay.
But there was about 7 other people who had already had their souls available, you know, and it was like, we'll give you a signed certificate. And some of the other ones were comical in nature, but this woman in New Mexico, it wasn't. And I actually tried to get a hold of her because I wanted to see if we could talk to her.
Sure.
But I wanted to talk about the soul because this woman in New Mexico offered to sell her soul in order to help make ends meet. She put it up on eBay, starting bid of $2,000. And here's what it was, because
expensive, but
a lot of the other ones
her soul
were really comical, and they had, you know, little stupid little thing. They just, you know, had no need for it, didn't care for it. But this woman said this: nothing is off limits to the winner of the auction. As she told NBC, she would deliver the opportunity for someone to save my soul. Quote: I'm at the point now. I'm tired. Apparently in 2007, she was in a very bad car accident. She's never fully healed. In the accident, she suffered a broken hip, pelvis, leg, collarbone, sternum, ribs, lost one of her breasts. Gnarly, horrible car accident. She currently works as a freelance writer, but times were tough, and she's trying to make ends meet. And this is what she said to NBC. Quote, what I'm going to do is deliver the opportunity for someone to save my soul. They can save it through prayer. They can save it through conversation. They're also going to get a certificate detailing the black and white marks on my soul. The current bid was $2,000. There were no offers. And then eBay did pull the bid by the time I was able to get there. Because like I said, I was trying to get a hold of this woman. I was wanting to see if we could talk to her. Like I said, when I got there, there were 5 to 7, I can't remember how many, other people who had already put their soul up for sale, which I'm sure have been pulled at this point. But so many people on Facebook are on eBay who just flippantly didn't care. This woman, quite the opposite. You know, in the interview, there's a video of it. And in the interview, she, you know, they said, is this a cry for help? You know, why are you doing this? And she said, maybe, you know, and like I said, the quote, she said, you know, I'm at the point now, I'm tired. And she wanted someone to save her soul because she was exhausted and tired. And I seeing it, I could not talk about it with you because as we talked about, you know, this morning, obviously the controversy and not to go backwards, you know, with this POD song, but everything else around the song is, I am the prostitute, I am the drug addict, I am the rapist, I am, and it details all of these things that people are and how they feel too filthy to come to the foot of the cross. Because, you know, they say, well, yeah, we know you're the Son of God, but if you really knew who I was, would you really want to save me? You know, would you really want to, could you really set me free because you don't know what I've done? And then I look at this woman who's trying to sell her soul on eBay because she feels so damaged and she's so tired. And she's at the point now, she said, quote, I want someone to save my soul. And you can do it many ways, through prayer or through conversation, but I just need someone to save me. And so the soul, not something that should be sold on eBay, not something that can be sold on eBay, but let's talk about this seriously, deeply, truly, but on a base level, why is the soul so important?
Why is this so important?
Oh,
wow, that's open-ended.
I'm just saying, people are willing to sell it on eBay and they flippantly get rid of it. This woman didn't seem very flippant.
First of all, let me enter into the first part of it.
Yeah.
when somebody says, I'm exhausted, when they, it is a cry for help.
Yeah.
It is, and you should take it very serious when somebody says, I'm just so tired, I'm so exhausted, because what they're saying subconsciously is, we have all this built into us, the self-protection, this ability to have self-preservation. When people become so exhausted, so depressed, that's where they become suicidal.
Yeah.
When you don't have the resistance and no longer care about your life because yeah. you're so exhausted, so tired, so spent, you need to step in, get a hold of this person, and tell them you love them and begin to build them up immediately. And then ask them, hey, are you thinking of taking your life? You know, oh, no. You know, if they're not vehemently against it, if they're not coming, you know, like, oh, no, I'd never do that, then you take steps to make sure that there are people around them till they recover.
Right.
You do not leave them alone. This is a real warning sign for people. So when you have kids or adults or anybody, and they show signs, not physical exhaustion, I'm not just saying, oh, man, I'm so tired.
Right.
I'm talking about when they say, I'm exhausted, usually, I just don't know if I can go on. That's where you step in.
Yeah.
So that's one of the major signs of depression that leads to suicide. So just letting you know when you have that around there. Secondly, though, the soul. How can you put a price on that? Because, right. you know, what would you give for your soul? What would you sell? I mean, Jesus even talks about that. If you gave the whole world for your soul, is it worth it?
Right.
It's not.
Right.
And so the soul is precious, and people say, well, you don't have a soul because we're all material and everything. But you can't define beauty. You can't define volition. Hey, you have a soul, and it's different from animals because you can think about what you're thinking about. I can think about something else even while I'm talking here. And that's amazing because it's not just about neurons firing inside of you. You have a volition that goes beyond that. If you're just material, then the guy in Missouri who had the Twinkie defense, have you ever heard of that one?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
The guy who killed and he said, well, I was hyped up on Twinkies and the sugar made me do it.
Right.
But they threw that out. Why? Because, no, you have a will.
Right.
You can choose opposite what your body desires. That's the soul.
Yeah.
Because if you're just material, if we're all just neurons and we're just
carnal.
these carbon, you know, beings, then what you do eat really does affect what you do to the point of taking away responsibility.
Right.
But you are responsible. Even when somebody drinks and drives, because you know as a soul, as a being who knows what could happen, that you're responsible for your actions now that might dictate your actions later.
Yeah.
And so you could say, well, I lost control, but you didn't have a loss of control when you first took it. So that's just some of the arguments that proves you have a soul. And that soul then doesn't come from the muck and the mire. It didn't come from primordial ooze, because you can't get non-material from material.
Yeah.
No matter how many billions of years you add, you can't make an evolutionary jump from we're this, you know, protoplasm, and now you're an immaterial soul. You can't get there from
right.
there. So it proves creation, which means you're created. You're made in the image of God, and then that means that soul is not your own.
Yeah. You were bought at a price.
You were bought at a price, and you can't just do anything you want with it. You owe God.
Yeah.
Just like kids owe their parents respect because they brought them into the world. Even if they're not the best parents, hey, you gave me life. I owe you some respect. God gave us the ultimate life. He gave all life. The very breath we take, the very heartbeat we have comes from God. And because of that, then our soul is they're separated from God, and that's the connection we all long for. And so people pursue all these different things to try to get that satisfaction in the soul, and it doesn't come without being connected to the Creator,
yeah.
the maker of the soul. And then it's like, hey, that fits. And what I love about God is he, you know, people say, well, it's frustrating. God just didn't come out and say this or that or appear before me. No, that's part of the mystery that God has. It's the adventure that you have with God as you begin walking with him and you pursue him and what do you want me to do here? And then, and as he begins to reveal himself in certain things and you know his ways, oh my gosh, I just interacted with God.
Right.
God. You know, and then you get this fun thing. And was I imagining that? And then he does it again, you know? And oh man, that was God. And so now it just, once you learn these principles, this Christian life becomes so, it becomes addictive, man. Yeah. It becomes the adventure of a lifetime because yeah. It was meant to be. So.
Okay. Dude,
I moved my soapbox yeah. over now.
No, that's great. You just went deep.
Yeah.
I give you something and you go, it's awesome. That's why I do this. This is why. If you're just joining us, we started to talk about a woman who sold, who's trying to sell her soul on eBay. New Mexico woman, actually local woman. And like I said, I tried to find her. I tried to contact her. But man, some of the quotes, it broke my heart because she was in a bad car accident in 2007. Has never fully healed. She said she was tired. You know, she's exhausted, and she's offering the opportunity for someone to save her soul. And I love what C.S. Lewis said. It's, you know, you don't have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body. You know, I loved that.
Exactly. Yeah. Good
I
quote.
Loved that. One of my favorites, because it's true. And the idea to try and sell something that, well, one, it's not yours to sell, because as we talk about putting a price on a soul, it's the price is already paid for. Christ paid for said soul on the cross, man. And so,
but you know what we do? We don't sell it. We give it away.
Yeah,
we give it away because of sex. We give it away because of alcohol. We give it away because of drugs. We give it away because, you know, what are we doing?
We're stealing from God?
We're stealing from God, but we're the most precious thing, yeah. And we think we're not valuable. Yeah. No one cares about me. No one loves me. Oh, my gosh. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
Yeah.
You're so precious. What could God pay for your soul? He could create universes of gold with the word from his mouth.
Yeah.
It's not enough. He could have all the money in the world, all the cattle in the world, whatever you want to trade,
yeah.
If you trade cattle or, yeah. You know, camels, he could have all of them in the world and trade them for your soul, right? It's not enough.
Yeah.
What's the thing that God gave? His one and only.
Yeah.
He gave his one and only son. That's how he could show his love. And when people, you know, put down the cross, they don't understand.
Yeah.
They don't understand that's God showing that he gave the greatest gift that there was. He gave all that he had that you might be redeemed and drawn to him. That's love, baby.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he loves us so much.
And I think where the exhaustion sets in, you know, people talking about like this woman saying, "I'm tired. I'm at a point where I'm wiped. I'm exhausted."
Yeah.
Do you think sometimes the exhaustion of facing Christ comes in because they feel like, well, I have to fix myself first. I have to, I have to fix my tongue, or I have to fix this alcohol, or I have to fix this drug issue, or I have to fix this sex issue, or I have to fix these things before I can approach the throne of grace because I'm filthy and I'm dirty, and that in itself seems exhausting because I don't even know where to begin because my life is so broken. And so people wait, or they stay away, or they don't come to the foot of the cross because they feel like, and sometimes because they feel like, because we as Christians have placed those tags on salvation.
Right.
I was going to say, who's giving up them those thoughts? Are they coming up with that themselves,
right.
Or are we feeding that to them?
Sometimes that's our sin, but you know what? A lot of people think that I've got to make myself right before I come to Christ. I gotta clean my act up, man. I can't come to God this way. That's just the opposite.
Right.
It's the opposite. That's not what Christ said. That's not what the Bible says. Jesus said, when he was talking to the Pharisees, he talked about himself as being the great physician.
Yeah.
You know, those who are sick need the physician. You don't make yourself well, then go to the doctor.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You don't get, what do you hear, son? Well, I used to have this creak in my elbow, but now it's real good. So I thought I could come into the doctor.
Right.
Well, why didn't you see me before? See, he calls himself the great physician. Those who have need of the physician,
yeah,
go to him. And when he comes in Matthew, he says, come to me, all you who are exhausted, right? Who are heavy laden.
Yeah.
Who are burdened. That's basically what it, yeah, means, right? Those of you who are exhausted because you're trying to keep up appearances, because you're trying to hold everything up, you're trying to hold everything together, you're trying to be good apart from God and really, you know, acceptable to God, and you can't.
Right.
And you're trying to live life without him, you can't. I mean, you can't. I mean, you live, you exist, but you don't really live. And so it's just the opposite. Jesus wants us to come to him broken because, yeah, he's the great fixer. He's the great physician. That's what he loves doing. You think, oh man, I've sinned so much. Hey, you don't understand. He's our advocate, which means that he's on our side already arguing for us. He's he's the great physician, so he's the healer. So he wants to take those broken body parts, those broken hearts, and repair them. He loves doing that. He loves fixing us.
Yeah.
And we think, oh, you know, he's going to hate me because of it. No. He says this. I love this quote from Christ. He says, a smoking flax I will not put out, and a broken reed I will not break off. You know what that is? You know when you blow out a candle, and at the end of the wick, there's that wisp of smoke coming up and that little red glow, and you usually lick your fingers and put it out? That's a smoking flax. He says, because there's no hope there. I mean, he says, no, there is hope. If there's just that much flicker of life, I'll blow it and I'll fan it and I'll cause it to spark back up and give it life again. A broken reed is like a broken piece of grass. It's no hope. It's going to brown and go. But he splints it. He waters it. He protects it until it gains strength again.
Yeah.
That's our Christ. That's our God. That's the picture we should have.
Yeah.
When Moses was wanting to see God, God, if I could only see your face, if I could only see, I want you to see, Moses, you can't do that. I'm too, you'll fry, man. If I can. Yeah. So you can see the afterglow. So he puts him under the rock, hides his eyes when he goes by. But what he does is he goes, you can't see me, but I'll give you a picture of me.
Right.
I'm merciful. I'm gracious. I'm abounding in love. Abounding means I'm overflowing. Love that cannot be cornered. Love that cannot be contained.
Yeah.
Moses, if you want to picture me, this is what you picture.
Yeah.
Merciful, gracious, abounding in love. And that's the picture that God drew. He goes, put this in your scrapbook and then put fluffy things around it because this is what I'm like.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Dude. Cool. Right on. Pastor Scott Thompson.
Right on. And I love that you're quoting C.S. Lewis. I mean, and that you read it and you remember those things. That's awesome, man.
I'm a fan.
He's a really big fan.
Well, you should be, cuz C.S. Lewis was one of the foremost Christian minds of the 20th century. So, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff and deep stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Right. Well, thank you for joining us. I mean,
we're up.
Oh
my gosh.
9:47.
Pastor should have shut up.
No, not
it's
at all.
It's funny. No, yeah. I asked the question on Facebook and I haven't gotten any response. I think people are like totally like their minds are blowing up because of today's show.
You know, this
I think that's what's happening.
This happens on Saturday mornings when we're doing another doctrine, when I start teaching.
Yeah.
People are afraid to call in.
Right.
You know, because I'm just trying to buy time till somebody calls in with a question.
That's funny. You do it very well. I'm there every Saturday.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, she does. She's now my producer.
That's right.
That's what I do.
She does a good job.
I turn up that little volume button.
Good job. It's called a fader.
Oh, I turn up the fader.
So you can call yourself Darth Fader.
I'm Darth Fader.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yes.
Wah, I can't do that.
Yeah. No? No?
No, I don't deserve that title.
Okay. You're Darth Fader.
Okay, Darth Fader.
Welcome to the club. Welcome to the dark side.
Thank you.
Yeah, or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, so.
That's Pastor my new nickname Scott's for her now.
Yeah,
now.
Darth Fader.
Darth Vader.
Oh, man. You've been listening to Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And if you missed any part of today's show, I highly recommend the podcast.
Yep.
MyStaticRadio.com/ mornings, and that's where you find it. And yeah, man.
And if you want a transcript, listen to it and write down everything you hear. Yeah.
That would be great if you could do that and then send it our way.
There you go. There you go. I like what Katrina says on Facebook, talking about the woman who was trying to sell her soul on eBay. This lady needs our prayers, man. She seems so hopeless. She needs to learn about the love of Jesus Christ. And I think that's it right there. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm exhausted. And she was willing to sell her soul.
Not knowing what it's worth.
Yeah. So she said, you can do whatever you want. You can pray for me. You can have a conversation. And my thing is, man, I was trying so hard to get a hold of her because, man, I want to pray for her now. And I want to have that conversation with her now. That
if you guys know her,
yeah,
if anybody out there knows her, tell her that we're trying to get in contact.
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
Her.
You can email us studio@mystaticradio.com. And yeah, man, just if you take anything away from the show today, take away this. It's funny because Sonny said it and you said it is, you don't need to clean yourself up to come to Christ. You come as you are, and that's it. That's the good news. That is His grace. And don't try and fix yourself because you can't, man. If my Xbox breaks, I'm not going to take it to Sony, and I'm not going to try and fix it myself. I'm going to send it back to the manufacturer, which is Xbox, which is Microsoft. And why do we try and send ourselves back to all these other places to fix us when we got to go back to the manufacturer, and that's God. And that's only found
good
in
point.
Jesus Christ. So, all right, that's it for us. And I don't even know what that says.
Thrice.
Oh.
Come on,
you. Oh, you want to play that on the way back? Okay. We'll play some of that on the way back. That's it for us. Celeste in next, filling in for Adri. And so, yeah.
Yes,
Pastor Scott
Celeste.
Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship. Thanks
for having me in, man.
Yeah, crossfellowship.org for details on his ministry. And as I said, Celeste in next. And apparently we're going to leave with some Thrice.
I thought that'd be great. I love Thrice.
On the way back. I do too.
Okay.
Come All You Weary. It's next. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Connect to a hotspot.